2020 presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders has suspended his campaign for the Democratic nomination, but he's vowed to keep his name on primary ballots in an effort to push his progressive ideas. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports on what this means for our state primary that's already been pushed back due to COVID-19.
With Sanders refusing to get his name taken off the ballot, it's likely Connecticut Democrats will still have to cast a vote in a primary.
While Vice President Biden will be the nominee, we must continue working to assemble as many delegates as possible at the Democratic Convention, where we will be able to exert significant influence over the party platform and other functions.
The Secretary of the State's office in Connecticut has said that it must receive a letter from a candidate certifying he or she is no longer in the running to become president for their name to disappear from a primary ballot. But Denise Merrill said in a statement Tuesday that Sanders' announcement effectively ends the justification for holding a primary in the state. She says, quote, "It doesn't make sense to put the health and safety of Connecticut's voters and poll workers at risk, and I would hope that the remaining candidates would recognize that and act accordingly." The state's already delayed the primary from the end of April to June 2nd in order to allow for social distancing to continue as the threat of COVID-19 persists. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.